Hi. Welcome to Talking and Reading from Japan. I'm your host, Hidemi Woods. Here, I read episodes from the books I wrote and talk about it or talk about anything that just pops up in my mind. I hope you enjoy with me. Today I'll read an episode from one of my books titled An Old Tree in Kyoto. Today's episode is called His Daily Plunder. This is about my uncle with whom I lived until I was 80 years old. His daily plunder. It's common in Japan that a child remains at a parent's house after going on to college or starting to work at an office, or even after marrying. That had been my family's tradition for a very long time, and as a result, we lived in the exact spot where our ancestors had lived, without moving for hundreds of years, because the firstborn should have stayed in the parents' house. That had lasted until one particular firstborn broke the tradition by leaving the house. That was me. So, my grandparents, my parents, my uncle, my younger sister and I had all lived together when I was little. This uncle of mine is my father's younger brother, and he was such a troublesome man when we lived together. He constantly teased me and stole from me. My biggest pleasure back then was to get a snack at a nearby small candy shop after school with my scarce allowance. But that snack was often gone the moment I put the bag in the house and looked away from it. My uncle would eat it. I never understood why a grown-up like him sneaked a kid's snack. He brought me a toy whenever he went on a trip or out for an errand. Even so, his daily plunder harmed goodwill, and I earnestly wished he would leave the house as soon as possible. That was today's episode. This is about my uncle, who is my father's younger brother. And as I said, I lived with him until I was 80 years old, and he was like a big brother to me with a big age difference, because he didn't act like a grown-up. He was acting like a big child around me or around everybody in my family. While my family members are all quite quiet and disciplined people, this uncle of mine was like a black sheep in the family. He got a conspicuous figure in my family because he wasn't like other family members. He was rude, noisy, wild, and always trying to be funny and joking around. And basically, our family members, my grandparents, my parents, and my younger sister and I were basically trying to ignore him because he was too much for us. He was just making fun of himself all the time, and my grandparents just treated him like as if they gave up telling him to do something decent. So they just let him do whatever he wants to do. And so he was such a troublesome man for me. So for that matter, he was rather a big younger brother of me rather than an uncle. And I think during the time we lived together, he was still in his 20s and he was single, and he was quite young, so that was why he was such a in a way childish man. And he was always pulling my legs and tried to tease me. And so it was so annoying for me, 'cause I liked to be alone. And back then, when I was little, I had few friends around me, and I just liked to play alone. And but when my uncle came back from his work, and when he found me in the house, he tried to do something funny to me, and I didn't like it at all. It was just so noisy and so annoying. And he was just trying to be funny, but I didn't get it at all. And think back, thinking back, he was a genuinely a funny man. He liked anything fun and entertaining, and that characteristic of his was very, very different from other family members like my grandparents. And we didn't understand him. But come to think of it, he was the man. I just remember. He was the man who introduced me karaoke for the first time in my life. Until he mentioned about karaoke to me, I had never heard of it. I think it was about when I was 11 or 12 years old, and in those days in Japan, karaoke was just beginning to be popular and was the really the first really early time that karaoke was acknowledged among people as a hobby. It was before it was exploded as a common pleasure. So I had never heard of it, and one day my uncle asked me if I knew karaoke or not, and I said I don't know, and he was so joyous because I didn't know about it while he knew it. And so he was went over the moon, and I tell you what it is, but he said, you must think karaoke is empty container, because in Japanese, kara means empty, oke means container. But karaoke is called like that because oke is taken as a orchestration, I think, and empty orchestration, which means music without singing, instrument without vocals. But he thought I would be taken okay part as a container, and he really so looked down on me because I didn't know it, and he repeatedly said to me that you must think karaoke is just an empty container. You are such a rustic country town girl. And he laughed and laughed at me, and like always, like as usual, I felt so annoyed and really, really hated karaoke itself at that moment. So to me, that was he who introduced or told me about karaoke for the first time. Like that instance, he loved entertainment or anything funny to him or anything fun that he could play with or he could enjoy. It's just, although he was such a buoyant man, we just didn't get it, and especially me, I didn't appreciate his sense of humor at all. That was why I didn't like him when we lived together. That was all for today. Thanks for listening. I'm Hidemi Woods. Until next time, take care and be well.